You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Stugatz called in sick today because he just wants to gamble the next 2 days. I'm guessing Mike Ryan did something similar. You guys got stuck with work days on what should be a national gambling holiday. We spent 2 hours talking about Ohtani for being a bad person for gambling, and now all of us are going to see how we plunge our guts out on an assortment of college basketball games. Where does today rank on most action you have all day, fun, big, giant sports days? With the Super Bowl and around the Super Bowl, on just enjoying yourself because it's an empty, slovenly day. I've seen all of you don't kind of want to be here today. You've gutted it out, but you'd rather be just watching sports day. Lucy thrilled not to be here today so that she could just be watching games.
Did you guys ever get to watch NCAA games like in high school and stuff when it was on?
Of course.
No.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Illegally.
Absolutely.
Really mixed answers in here.
Well, yeah. You guys had your phones? Is that how you were doing it? Because I don't remember.
Yeah, we'd watch it on our phones, or like some teachers would bring in TVs, but you had to have one of the cool teachers who would let you watch it, because not every teacher was cool. Some of them would get you in trouble.
Nerds. I think I can make the argument that the first day of March Madness is the best weekday sporting event day of the year.
Yeah.
Because like all the other football... and like Super Bowls, that's on Saturdays and Sundays.
I mean, the Stanley
give me
Cup,
a weekday.
The first day of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Not as good as today.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
it's up there, but it's not one. It's not number one. I'm not
that's
saying it's number one. I'm saying it's up there.
It's happening at 10 o'clock at night. Who cares?
Opening day, baseball is up
there. San Jose versus Ottawa.
Chris, you have to take out all of the holidays. Like Thanksgiving, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. There's usually great.
National championships are usually on Mondays also.
Thanksgiving Day at 12.
But to me, the first day of March Madness is better than the Thursday, like Thanksgiving Day football games. Like, yeah, I get three games, but they're not always great. Like,
put it on the poll. That's a good question. What's better, Thanksgiving Day football days or the first day of March Madness?
I don't think it even compares, and I don't even think they're in the same category, because I'm saying those are holidays. Holidays don't count. This is like a random day.
Not even the best Thursday, it sounds like.
And it's always the Lions and Cowboys.
I'm arguing that even if you include holidays, I think today is better than... Obviously, I like Thanksgiving for the food, but in terms of the sports, like, yeah, like, fine, I'm going to watch the football.
When she asked school, I answered that question differently than you guys, because I was thinking back when I was in college, and going to Vegas today to be in a sports book today, there are very few days anywhere in sports, anywhere in the country, where just being in a sports book all day today, watching everything that's happening today, is just a lovely way to spend a day if you like gambling and sports. Like, it's empty calories, but when you said school, I wasn't thinking as a grade schooler watching on television.
Back when you rooted for the Yankees.
I was thinking as a college kid. Back when I rooted for the Yankees. You're an asshole. Like, you can't help yourself just probing at my vulnerabilities. I already admitted I was a Yankee fan before I was anything, and you had to get that in front of the people.
Jess made me say it.
He's right. My fault.
Where does it rank for all of you today? Or what kind of action will you guys have? Billy, do you get swept up in today or not? Because I don't know. You rarely talk. You make your picks on God Bless Football.
Mm-hmm. Billy's Big Board's Bets brought to you by?
That's correct. But you rarely talk about what your actual bets look like. We don't know what your gambling habits are. We don't know if you're involved in March Madness in the bracket we're doing today.
Oh, I am. I did that. Go to Merch Madness. Well, it's too late now. You can't. But go follow along and see how we're all doing. You know what I mean?
I'm then excited for Saturday, Dan. That's when Notre Dame plays.
Saturday.
We're hosting Kent State.
The Flashes.
Jess has to have yesterday experienced sports, or 2 days ago experienced sports, different, whatever day it is. She has to have experienced sports so much differently than the rest of us, where I was reading a story and I'm like, oh, wow, Caitlin Clark was almost a Fighting Irish. And then I talked to her about it. She's like, yeah, I knew that 4 years ago. But everyone else in the world discovered yesterday would appear. Huge story.
Wright Thompson wrote this like beautiful profile of Caitlin Clark, and there was a little passage in there about how she committed to Notre Dame, but then ultimately changed her mind. And people were like, Gojo texted me about it. I was like, this is crazy. And I was like, yeah, if you follow women's basketball, you probably already knew that.
Against her family's wishes, Dan.
Not to be a hipster.
She got the Wright Thompson treatment, the flowing, elegant biography.
She loved the movie Rudy, apparently.
Oh, please.
No.
Movie sucks.
Was her father somewhere in a well early in life? Oh, no. Trapped in a Well? I'm sorry. That's Gary Smith who writes those profiles.
Oh.
Wright Thompson.
You lost me for a minute.
Remember
when baby Jessica fell in the well?
But how's Caitlin Clark's dad doing? Is he in a well or not?
I don't know.
Wright Thompson's stories, when he goes to the roots in the biography, when Wright Thompson comes to give you the Wright Thompson treatment, that's the biggest of the writing treatment that remains in the game right now.
That's why his first name is Wright.
Yeah.
Not at all.
To answer your question, today ranks fourth for me.
Wow.
Behind?
I thought we were going to run out of time. Drats.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.